RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuck Reshow live on this Tuesday evening with you as Braves continue their series in Oakland. Obviously, the big story, the return of Mike Soroka last night. Let's get our buddy's thoughts on this. Chris Willis, he is the managing editor for BatteryPowered.com, an SB Nation website covering the Atlanta Braves. Can check him out on his personal Twitter page, @Chris_Willis. Chris, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes. And look, I thought Soroka pitched really well last night. He had the one bad inning in the fifth, but otherwise I thought it was a pretty good outing all the way around.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think how you could have really expected much more from that. And I mean, honestly, I think he was at 80, 83, 86 pitches, something like that. I mean, he probably could have gone another inning. So, I mean, if you'd have told me they were going to get six innings out of him in his first start back, you know, I would have been really happy with that.
So is really the goal, I mean, look, I know that the idea would be, okay, he pitches really well and this and that and the other, but isn't really the goal at this point just maybe stabilize that fourth spot in the rotation so that you can start to get away from bullpen games or trotting guys up every other day? I mean, it seems like, I mean, really, if he can just stabilize the rotation on a regular number of starts, isn't that even just kind of, I mean, I know it's not really a high goal or high threshold, but to me, if he just did that, that would be something that would be really beneficial to the Braves.
Yeah, I think that's the goal, honestly. You know, if you can pencil him in for five or six innings every 5 days, you know, that's a huge boost, not only for the rotation, but the bullpen and everything else. And, you'd love – it'd be what a great story it would be if, you know, he could show that 2019 form again. But, you know, I think coming from where he's come from, you know, just giving them five or six competitive innings – every start would just be a huge boost.
Chris Willis covering the Braves for BatteryPowered.com, joining me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You know, Matt Olson has really found his long ball stroke, and obviously, look, they're winning a whole bunch of games, but boy, I know it's modern day 2023 baseball, but boy, wouldn't you like to see him in the middle of that order? I mean, just in a real more traditional run producing spot, because man, he's really found his long ball stroke. He's found his extra base hit stroke. It just seems like, man, if we just got him in that right spot where he could have two or three guys on instead of maybe just Ronnie, I mean, he's really off to a monster start so far.
Yeah, I thought, you know, when they were struggling a week or so ago, I thought we might see the, some lineup tweaks. And I guess they did drop Riley out of the third spot for a little bit. But, you know, Snitt's pretty much stuck with Olson there in that two hole. And I guess it's the, you know, he ain't afraid to take a walk. I know he struck out a good bit this time. But I'm guessing that's what the thinking is there. You've got two high on base percentage guys in Acuna and Olson. And, hopefully they can set the table for, Riley and Sean Murphy and others. But, you know, it is interesting to think about. I mean, especially now that he seems like he's turning, kind of turning the corner after that little lull. But, you know, I mean, I think if they keep winning, I don't know that Snicker's going to mess with things too much.
So, Chris, is Marcelo Zuniga in the running for player of the month in May?
I mean, without looking at the whole list, I mean, you've got to kind of think that, you know, that's, he's probably right there. I mean, he's put up a monster month, and I think it's even more impressive when you just consider how bad he was in April. I mean, I don't think anybody could have seen this coming. I mean, it would have been hard to be much worse, but, you know, he's not only been good, I mean, he's been an impact bat. And, you know, I mean, it's funny because when everybody was hurt and getting ready to come off the injured list, you know, I thought he might be a week or so away from losing his roster spot, you know, and now he looks like, you know, a big piece of this lineup going forward again.
Well, Chris, we saw the move here just a little bit ago where the Braves selected the contract of A.J. Smith, A.J. Smith Shaver, if I can speak correctly, and brought him up. What do you think that his role is going to be? Is he going to get a start up here? I know he's bounced between Rome and obviously just got called up to Gwinnett, and now he's up here at the big club. What do you think this move means for the Braves?
I think short term it might just be he might just come out of the bullpen, but I mean he gives them another, you know, it's another option. You know, if Jared Schuster struggles, you know, and he looks ready, you know, he may get a start here or there and could even slot into the rotation. I mean, it's a little unclear because we thought he would be a possibility at some point this summer, the way they had pushed him through the minor league system. It was a little surprising to see him come up today. So I'm not real sure exactly what their role will be, you know, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him out of the bullpen early. But, you know, I mean, now that he's here, I mean, he could help them in a couple of different ways.
Chris Willis covering the Braves from BatteryPowered.com, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, all of the results have not been there yet for Michael Harris. But when you look at some of the underlying things, he's striking out less. He's averaging more walks in his plate appearances. When he does get on base, he's stealing pretty regularly. I mean, you know, for the number of singles that he's had this year, he's stealing bases at a pretty good clip based upon that. There's a lot of good, and obviously he's a plus war defender. I mean, so that's without saying. But he has done some good things, and I do think that there are some subtle changes that we're seeing in the approach that Michael Harris has this year.
Yeah, I think he's shown some progress in recent games. You know, I think with him, I mean, he came up last year and he never really struggled. You know, I mean, he never really had a prolonged stretch of this. So, you know, as a young player, it's just something that you have to go through and you have to kind of figure out how to manage that. And then the injury stuff didn't help him any either. You know, because I thought he was just kind of starting to hit his stride, and then, you know, he goes down for 3 weeks, and I think he's just been trying to catch up ever since. But, you know, you are starting to see some good things, and it just illustrates how dangerous this lineup will be if they ever get, you know, if they get everybody just kind of clicking on all cylinders.
So you think if, you know, they have the three guys with Elder, Strider, and Morton that are fixtures in the rotation, if Soroka can ideally slide into another spot, eventually you are going to get, I believe, Max Fried and Kyle Wright back. You know, has the need kind of diminished for the idea of desperation to go out and get a starting pitcher or what have you? It does feel like, I don't know, that the Braves have weathered the storm or turned the corner or something, you know, as far as what their starting rotation is.
Yeah, I mean, given how things have gone, I feel like the rotation's pretty much done the job. I mean, they've held the ship together while Fried and Wright was out. It does make you wonder now. I mean, I think the priority, you know, if it was today, if the trade deadline was today, I think it's the bullpen. Honestly, I think they could use one or two arms down there, depending on what they do with Smith Shaver and how he performs. But it is surprising, and I guess it is a testament to their depth because, you know, they don't even have Ian Anderson, and he was somebody, you know, that they was penciled in as far as that depth goes too. So, you know, just a really strong performance by that group of players.
You know, Chris, when you look at the schedule, I mean, take the Mets series aside, But obviously, they should make some hay here against Oakland. You know, Arizona's been pretty good, but, you know, they are sort of what they are. Excuse me. But then Washington, Detroit, like, you know, Colorado. Like, this is one of those stretches where it feels like, okay, the Braves could really get on a run here and really maybe start to put some distance between them and some of these other teams in the division. It seems like that this is a pretty good stretch of schedule that the Braves are going to be embarking on as they get into June.
Especially when you consider the gauntlet that they've kind of run, you know, throughout May. I mean, all those AL East teams, the Dodgers, you know, they've played a ton of good teams in a row. And, you know, with all the pitching issues that they've had, you know, it's kind of remarkable that they're where they're at. But I agree. I mean, June schedule lightens up. It's a real opportunity. You know, if they can start clicking and find just a little bit more consistency, it feels like they could really put a lot of pressure on the rest of the division.
What do you think is the most concerning thing about the bullpen right now? Is it just, you know, Minter's had his struggles at times? I mean, Iglesias has been pretty good. He's had a bump in the road here or there. But what do you think the biggest struggles are with this bullpen as of right now?
I mean, I think it's just the depth of the bullpen. I mean, you feel pretty good when you see Iglesias come in, but, you know, everybody else, I mean, for, you know, even guys like Colin McHugh and, you know, and others have had ups and downs. You know, there's just not been that much consistency down there. And, you know, I mean, it's just kind of like last night's game. You know, you come in with a two-run deficit, you know, if you could hold things right there, but then they let the game get away from them. So, you know, I feel pretty good about Iglesias, and I feel pretty good that Minter's going to figure things out as well. But, you know, it's just the overall lack of depth in that bullpen down the line.
When you look at left field, you know, my buddy Grant McCauley described it earlier in the year as just kind of a work in progress. Has Rosario sort of separated himself from the rest of the guys, whether it's, you know, Hilliard or what have you? I mean, obviously Ozuna's not going to play left field despite what we've heard over the last couple of years. Has he really kind of just separated himself at this point? He made the great catch last night, and I don't know, it just feels like that maybe he's becoming more entrenched in that spot now.
Yeah, I mean, they've given him a long run out there. I feel like there's a little bit of a gap as far as between him and Hilliard. But as far as I do wonder a little bit, like when Travis, like, they've been really careful with Travis d'Arnaud, you know, since coming off concussion. I do wonder, you know, if we could see Ozuna back out there if he continues to hit, you know, in order to get d'Arnaud bat back in the lineup a little bit. That's just something. You know, that's just my speculation on my part. But, you know, I wish, you know, Rosario's played better, but I think he's still producing at a below league average rate. You know, they've given him a lot of rope. So, you know, at this point, I mean, I do think he's separated himself. I don't know how tight of a grip he has on that position.
Do you think that they could make a move as we head into the summertime, that as they get closer and closer to the deadline, maybe there's another outfielder that's added? It does seem like that they've, over the last few years, have liked, you know, adding their outfield pieces and pop those guys in, and even if it's a platoon situation, seems like that they are always trying to figure out a way to upgrade in their outfield.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the lineup, you know, I think that's the logical place. I mean, there's really no other, you know, really no other holes, you know, to fill in. So it does feel like if they make a move, it would likely be for an outfield bat.
Last question for you, Chris. You know, we saw the head-to-head series against the Dodgers in Philadelphia, and I thought that was a pretty good series. I thought those were hard-fought games, and, you know, again, the Braves maybe didn't come out on the better end of the Dodgers. But where do you think – I mean, are the Braves the best team in the National League, or are they still kind of playing a little bit behind the Dodgers?
I think it's pretty much the Braves and the Dodgers at this point. I mean, you know, we know things can change, but, you know, just given the amount of injuries that Atlanta's dealt with, and the schedule's not been a cakewalk by any means either. So, you know, when you look at the big picture of everything and how they've been able to stay 10 games above 500 and maintain a lead in the division, without Max Fried, without Kyle Wright, you know, without Travis d'Arnaud, without Michael Harris for a long stretch, you know, I just think it's impressive. I just think the depth of this roster has shown through. And once they get clicking on all cylinders, you know, I think they're going to be really hard to handle for any of these National League teams.
Managing editor for BatteryPower.com covering the Atlanta Braves, Chris Willis joined me here on the WaitFor.com hotline at Chris_Willis on his personal Twitter page. Chris, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes tonight, and we'll chat again here soon.
Thank you. It's always fun. I appreciate it.
You got it. John Chuckery. We'll be back. Sports Radio 929 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.